All right, good morning, everybody. Just comments on the overuse of scripture. That is a really difficult chapter, and reading everybody's assignments, I think is something that we all kind of grapple with and we want to be really careful about. I think, to me, the key, there's two keys in the overuse of scripture. One is, I can always testify about what God has done in my life. I can't testify about what God has done or is doing in somebody else's life. I can observe their life, but I can't know what's really going on. But I can testify what God has done for me, or what God has done in me or through me, or what God has taught me. And I think that's really important. Because I think that is the way we won't overuse scripture, because I can use scripture as it relates to me. I'll just say, I can tell somebody, hey, the first time I ever read John 3:16, it blew my mind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I'd never heard that before. It changed my life. It changed my way of thinking. So I can tell somebody that. Rather than try to pound them over the head with it, I can say, this is what God has done for me. So I think that's really important, that that the way to use it and the way to have it in our lives. And then is discernment. And how are we discerning? And that is just, I think, we have to pray, we have to study, we have to be under good, solid teaching, we have to listen, and we can learn over time how to be understanding and discerning. Romans 14, I think, is a key. Paul says, for Romans 14, 1, he just says, as for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but do not quarrel over opinions. And I think that's what we can find ourselves doing, is quarreling over words, quarreling over opinions, quarreling over, as he used his example in this passage, is one person is a vegetarian and the other person eats meat. And all of a sudden you're quarreling over what's God's will of whether you should be a vegetarian or you should be a meat eater. God says, do whatever you want. Eat vegetables or eat meat or eat both. That's where he says, don't quarrel over your opinion. But where scripture's clear, we can be clear. And we can be clear about what scripture has taught us. Anyway, I just kind of wanted to say that because it was a real interesting reading everybody's assignments, and it's even a struggle for me. As I was really thinking about what is the teaching here and what can I glean from this. All right, and as we go into the triangle, it's another pretty intense chapter, and it's a good one. And this is another one I grappled with for a while, probably longer than I should have, as Patrick had taught it to me over different periods and different times and talked about it. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to be together. We thank you that your word is what we can say is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. It's not our opinions. It's not our way of thinking. It's not our ideas, Lord, but we always have to come back and get in line underneath you, underneath the Lord Jesus Christ through the power of your Holy Spirit. And by your grace, you teach us and you grant us discernment. And as leaders, as business people, Lord, we have to be those who have very discerning and judicious hearts. We lay it all before you today, and as we get into this chapter about the triangle, we commit it to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. As Pat was going through this, and it we had a conversation the other day, and our conversation came up Caleb. And if there was a guy that was working his triangle, it must have been Caleb, because it says here in Joshua, I just want to read it because it's a great story, and it tells a man who finished his course all the way to the end. He says, I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land, and I brought him back a report according to my convictions. And then he basically says that everybody melted in fear. They didn't believe what I was saying, and we all ran, and we got stuck in a desert now for 40 years. But God swore on that day. He says, on that day, Moses swore to me, the land in which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. And then Caleb says here, verse 10, now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So here I am today, 85 years old. And listen to what he says. He says, I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. And so it's just, you know, there's a guy who kept working, kept believing God's promises, kept moving forward. And obviously he was said he was as strong at 85 as he was at 40. It's quite a statement. And he went and he took it. He took that hill. He took the land that God had promised him. So he obviously was working. And that's what God's word is. I just think I really love the picture of the triangle and the lens and that knowledge through the word of God gives us a clear lens to view everything from working with customers to view what's going on in the world today to view, to have clarity of sight. That's what it brings. And that's why working the three brings clarity to the fourth. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning and the time to just gather and to be together and consider these lessons and chapters. And Lord, work in our triangle, mind, body, spirit, keeping things in order, put our lives in order, Lord, so that we can have that knowledge and wisdom that only comes from heaven. And we thank you for your intervention in our lives, for your salvation, and for Lord helping us to see and have clarity to keep our family safe, to be testimonies and to be witnesses in the places that you've put each and every one of us. And may we live our lives as a Caleb, Lord, who is strong and vigorous at 85 as he was at 40. We thank you for this morning. We commit it to you in our hearts and lives as we get back to work today. In Jesus' name, amen.